This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So this is our last get-together for Tavshin Ayin Ches. So we're going to discuss a very interesting and important topic. We're going to discuss the last day of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Chayodam in Klal Kuflam and Ches Oisei tells us that Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year. And Chazal have a tradition that anyone who does tshuva one day a year, it's as if they did tshuva the whole year. Therefore, the minog is that everybody fasts. So by the way, let me just explain to you what everybody means. You say everybody? Yes. It does not include insects, birds, reptiles, fish, animals, Gentiles, but it includes all Jews. Males, females, and children. The minog was that there's one day a year everybody fasted. And that was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Umashkimim harbe koidim hayoim. You get up very early. Very early doesn't mean 7 o'clock, by the way. Very early means well before the sun rises. Umarbim beslichas beviduyim. You say a lot of slichas in viduyim. V'yesh noigim oid leilach ala kvarais. There are those who noig to go to the cemetery. However, you have to be very careful. If somebody did not go to the mikvah, you do not go to a cemetery. Someone who is Tamei, Malkari, does not go to a cemetery. That's the opinion of the Chayodam. Okay. So here we have a very important concept, and that is the concept of Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Chayodam says it's based on the fact that if you do tshuva one day a year, it's as if you did tshuva the entire year, and you get up very early. Now, if it's predicated on the concept that doing tshuva one day a year is like doing tshuva the whole year, you could do it any day. Why dafka Erev Rosh Hashanah? Is it only because it's the last day of the year? Where does this come from that everybody fasts on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Says the Torah in Siman Tavkof Pei Aleph, Noyagin ba'ashkenaz lehesanois kulam be'Erev Rosh Hashanah. In Ashkenaz, the custom is everyone fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'samach lezeh, Mimedrash Rabbi Tanchuma. The support of this is the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma that says Ulakachdem Lachem Bayom Harishain. It says about the first day of Sukkot, you'll take for yourself on the first day. It says the Torah V'chirishainu V'haloi Tezvavu. What do you mean on the first day? It's not the first day. It's the 15th day. Elarishain Lecheshbayin Avoinos. The first day of Sukkot is the first day of calculating sin. How's that? And now the Torah says a mashal that today's shir is based on. Mashal Medina Shechayevis Masamach. It's a parable to a country that is responsible to pay a tax to the king. V'loi nitnu loy. They didn't pay it. Ba'ilah b'chayel l'gvoisei. The king came upon the city with an army to collect. Kishenikishenaskari v'leha. When it got close, ba'asara parsois. When the king got within 10 parsa of the city, Yatsu Gedoyle Amdina Lakrasai. The heads of the city, the great people of the city, the officials of the city went out to greet the king. V'amru, they said, Ein lana malitein lecha. We don't have what to give you. Please, king, have rachmanis. So what does the king do? Hiniach lehem shlish. The king forgoes a third. Kivin shenaskar of Yosef, the king gets closer. Yatsu beinonei ha'er lakrasai. The medium people come out to greet him. Hiniach lehem shlish. The king forgives another third. Hashlish Hasheni, the second third. Kishen Eskari V'yoyser, when the king gets even closer, Yatsu Kobanei Erlik Rasa, V'yineach Lehem HaKoel. So what's the Nimshal? Kach HaMelech Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei HaMedina Elo Yisrael. Shem Mesaglim Avoinois Kol HaShana. We collect sin the whole year. You ask people, what do you do for a living? The answer should be, I'm an Avera collector. That's what we do. I'm an Avera collector. I amass. You should see my Avera collection. Right? That's what we do the whole year. So what happens? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hagedoylem, Mesanin. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the great people fast. Umavata lohem. Shlish Avonisim. God forgives a third. B'yud yamim beinonim. The 10 days of tshuva. Beinonim esanim. Then even average people fast. Umavata lohem beishlishim. B'yoyim ha-kipurim ha-kol mesanin. Umavata lohem ha-kol. So very interesting. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolim fast. Therefore, God forgives a third. Aseres Mitzvah, average people fast, God forgives another third. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everyone fast, Hashem forgives everything. But Matzah Yom Kippur, we're involved in Mitzvah Sukkah Lulav, we don't do Avonos. Therefore, we call the first day of Sukkot Rishayin L'Cheshbayin Avonos. There are a few very important questions on this tour. And that is, question number one asked of Beis Yosef, then it comes out that Erev Rosh Hashanah is just as strong as Yom Kippur, which is a Pela Atzuma. You're saying Hashem forgives a third on Erev Rosh Hashanah and a third on Yom Kippur? You're telling me the Kayach of Erev Rosh Hashanah is the same as Yom Kippur? That's a Pela, asked the Beis Yosef. Ikala Medak, Ala Medrash. Dimkein Erev Rosh Hashanah Chashuv Kiyama Kippurim. Because that means Hashem is Meskaper, a third on Erev Rosh Hashanah like Yom Kippur. Says the Beis Yosef, the first third is the easiest. Then the second third. And the third third is the hardest. Why would that be? Why would the first third be the easiest, the second third harder?
Mind, if you have a big debt, figure that collect the most of it, it's easier to forgive some of it, because otherwise maybe I'm not going to get anything. But then he comes in the second time, I'm going to give up now. Two-thirds of what you owe me, he has a resistance.
Oh, good.
And finally, to give it up altogether, that's very tough.
It's good. I'll give it to a mushal that's nagea me. So you get the bill in the mail, what full tuition is. Full tuition? Full tuition is $10 million per child. So you call up, $10 million? I'm shuldik. You know, my salary is not $10 million. Okay, fine. $20,000 a year. So that the first mechila is the easiest mechila. You know, they come up with some kind of, invented sum. And because they know you're going to ask, so they figure there might be someone they can actually get $10 million a year per kid from.
That's
so,
what the stores do. They make right. Jack up the price. Oh, sale today.
Right.
Yeah, and they come out with a price that's even more than they thought.
The first mechila, now it's not really a nice masha because we're dealing with the Rebbeinu Shlom and there's a real price, but it's always easier. We know that machusa d'shmayis ke machusa d'ara, the first mechila on anything, whether it's tuition or whether it's even, they're calling you, you have a credit debt. So they'll say, okay, we'll do you a favor, we'll knock it down. So they knock it down a little bit. Now to knock it down where like you only pay a little bit, that is much harder to do. But to actually pay nothing, it's like a bush of a chlima for them that you're not going to pay anything. At least give something. So that's, The nimshal I've always liked to give, the mashal I've liked to give is, we learned from Rabbeinu Yoina that tshuva is like doing laundry. We always said, it's like you get cholent on your shirt at a kiddush. So there are three parts of getting it off. The first part is, take the beans and remove it from, it's now embedded on your shirt, just remove the piece of kishka that's attached to your shirt. That's the first step, that's the easiest step. The next step is, you put in the washing machine and 90% of it comes off. It's the last to get it pristine, to get it as clean as it once was, that's the hardest. That needs strong detergent. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is the first third, that's easier. The next third is a little bit more difficult. It's the cleansing of Yom Kippur, which is the hardest.
Rabbi, we have a problem with the mushroom.
Yeah.
Take it the way you said, the tuition, for example.
Yeah.
So you come the first year, and then in the end, it's tough. They have Rachmanis, and they give you.
I'm gonna have to hold you off till the end.
But the second year, you did this to me last year. You think I'm gonna do it again?
They don't remember. They have so many parents. they have so many parents they deal with.
Incentive?
That's just one. Between me and you, you could. It usually works again. Okay. Anyway, it's like the building fund. They'll defer it for a year. Okay. No. That's okay. Every year they defer it for a year. So. Exactly. Anyway, the Taz. So that's the Beis Yosef. The Taz, however, the Taz says another pshat. The Taz says that which the Torah says the 10 days, the Beinanim are Masana and Hashem is Mevater, two thirds. Why does it say Hashem is Mevater two thirds? It should say the Gedolim fast, Hashem is Mevater a third. The Beinanim fast, Hashem's not Mevater two thirds, he's Mevater another third. And then why does it say Hashem is Mevater everything? He's not Mevater everything. He only takes off the remaining third. Why does it say a third, two thirds, and then everything? So the Taz says like this. When it says Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is Mevater, he's not Moichel. He's mevater. You know what that means? He removes it from the cheshbon. She'amar akos of gam Hashem hever chatoscha loy tamos. He does not forgive it. He removes it. It's like a ticket. Sometimes he'll say, we'll take it off as long as you don't get another one. If you get another one, it comes back. So Hashem is not moichel the first third. He temporarily removes it, but tonight that you don't repeat it again. It's not nimchak. It's like deferred.
It stays on your record.
It's there, but it's not going to show openly. You could click on something on the bottom to see, you know, residual effect. That's what happens with the first third, says the Taz. Eino lamachik. V'hainu b'tnai dim lo yizku acher kach levater hasus hasheni. If you're not zoicha to remove the second third, and you don't remove that, then the first third will come back. It's like toloi va'oimed, it's suspended. During the 10 days of tshuva, then Hashem will remove the two-thirds,
remove,
meaning like this.
Defer.
Defer, right, defer. In other words, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hashem will defer the first third. Aseres Yimei, provided that Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you do what you need to do, and then if you do that, Hashem will defer two-thirds, provided that when Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur will be able to get everything off permanently. Permanently.
It's not on you. It's not in your...
It's not on your record. No, it's
right,
completely removed.
It's clean slate entirely.
Yes. So
no,
that's
history.
So that's the Kayach of Yom Kippur over Erev Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Erev Rosh Hashanah merely defers it until Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva defers the two-thirds until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur gets everything off. Ve'enam nebchal negamet shaviyam ha-kimum nechshavim gama be'ishlishim ha-rishonim im ha-shush ha-achroin. Don't think that on Yom Kippur Hashem will defer everything and it's not Mechila Gemura. Therefore it says, v'lakachtem lachem b'yoyim arishayin, the first day of Sukkis is the first Aveira on your Cheshbon because everything has been removed. That's why the Torah brings this in the context of the first day of Sukkis being Yoyim Rishayin L'Cheshbon Avonos. Based on this Taz, the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva to explain. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai three times. He went up to get the first luchos on Shavuos. He came down Yedzayin Tammuz. He broke the luchos because they served the egal. He then went up 40 days from Yurches Av until from Yurches Tammuz until Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days. Then he went up a third time Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Why does he need to go up two times, either get sealed the deal or not? What was he accomplishing in the first 40 days, you know, after he broke the luchos, as opposed to the second 40 days? So, if you look in Parshas Ekev, it says in number 5, V'asnapel lefnei Hashem korishayna, I prayed before God like the first time, Arbam yom v'arbam laila, lechem lo yachalti, yomayim lo yishasisi, al kol chataschem asher chatasem, la'asoy sara, be'enei Hashem l'hachisoy. Says Rashi, Shenemar, I went up to Hashem like the first time. It's like it says, V'yata elo al Hashem ulai achapra ba'oisa aliyah. And that aliyah nisakavti arbaim yoim, which ceased on the 29th day of Av. He went up Yurches Tammuz. And on that day Hashem was nisratza to Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said, P'solacha, nimsu kolam yom gvorim, boi b'yom nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'simcha. So wait a second. It says, "Boy biyoyim on the 29th day of Av, Nisratza Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." So if it's Nisratza Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael on the 29th day of Av, then what happened more on Yom Kippur? So the lashon of Rashi is it was Nisratza b'simcha. The first time maybe it was begrudgingly God forgave us, and then on Yom Kippur it was b'simcha. But the Tzitz Eliezer is bothered. V'yesh lahavin ashinoi. What's the difference between the 29th day of Av that Hashem was Nisratza b'lisimcha to Yom Kippur, that Hashem was Nisratza b'simcha? So the Tzitz Eliezer answers based on this concept of the Taz, that the Taz sort of revealed to us that there's a mechanism of forgiveness called deferring as opposed to total forgiveness. And that's the difference between Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. That Erev Rosh Hashanah is deferring. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is deferring. Yom Kippur is Mechila. Likewise, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up from Yudches Tammuz until Chav Tes Av, all the Ribbono Shel Olam did is he merely deferred the Chet HaEgel, as opposed to the second time around, Hashem was Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel.
Rabbi, didn't you once tell us that the Anani HaKol would return Sukkot?
Sukkot, yeah.
And that was the recognition.
We have to get back to the track. Back on track. Save it for the break. No, it was Besimcha. It was Kapara Besimcha, but it wasn't Ritzo yet. Until 5 days later.
Ah, so it's Kapara Besimcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Based on this concept, that there's a difference between deferring and total forgiveness, we could explain another phenomenon. We know, this is something we quote many times, from the Rama Mipano, the Bnei Yisachar mentions it, from the Sefer Limudei Hashem, it's mashma in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Nasai on the Pasuk, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, that Jews could do tshuva, Goyim are not able to do tshuva. God accepts the tshuva of Yidden, but God does not accept the tshuva of Goyim. Goyim do not have the ability to do tshuva. So the question is, really? Goyim do not have the ability to do tshuva? What's the obvious question? What about Nineveh? We lay on Yom Kippur, the story of Nineveh, right? Where the Ribbono Shel Olam, where the Ribbono Shel Olam submitted a gzera. What do you mean? There Hashem said in 40 days Nineveh will be overturned, and they weren't overturned. So it seems like it wasn't just deferred, it was complete atonement. But the Chida explains, Chida says, based on this concept, that what happened by Nineveh was all Ribbono Shel Olam did is their tshuva did not help. It only deferred the punishment, only pushed it off. In fact, I'll remind you what the Malbim says, Oyed Arboim Yoim. The Gematria of Oyed is 80, plus Arboim is 40. 120 years later, Nineveh was taka destroyed. So there also, the pshat is, here we have the Malbim on our sheet in number 9, that when it comes to Gentiles, they do not have the capacity to do tshuva. Instead, all they could do is defer punishment, but they cannot actually do tshuva. I actually gave a shiur on this in Brooklyn, and one guy was giving me a hard time. He was saying this is not mainstream, normative Jewish thought, that Gentiles can't do tshuva, only Jews could do tshuva. So, b'mechilas kvayi tairasai, he's completely wrong. This is normative mainstream view, that the Chida, the Ramami Pano, the Bnei Yisachar, the Limudei Hashem, this is the Medrash, that Gentiles cannot do tshuva. They can defer punishment, but complete tshuva they cannot do. Do you remember the reason why only Jews could do tshuva? Because the way tshuva works is that Hashem is meichel us. Av shemachal al kvaydoi kvaydoi machal. We are God's children, and therefore He could be meichel us as our Father. But He is not the Father of the Gentiles. He is their melech, and melech shemachal al kvaydoi ein kvaydoi machal. Okay, moving right along, this is the main question I wanted to get to, and that is the Torah itself is somewhat of a major mystery and is very unclear. Because the Torah starts off that in Ashkenaz, the minog is everyone fasts. Based on what? Based on a mashal. What's the mashal? The king that we owe taxes to. So too, says the Torah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the gedolim fast. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the beninim fast. Yom Kippur, everyone fasts. Well, if in the mashal and then in the extrapolation, everyone the gedolim fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, why then does this Torah write Noyagim Ashkenaz L'Sanois Kulam? In the case of the mashal, the first representatives to the king are the leaders of the city. Then the Torah says Erev Rosh Hashanah, the gedolim fast. So why does the Torah codify that everyone fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah in the situation of the mashal? Only the leaders, only the gedolim. In fact, the Torah even says Erev Rosh Hashanah gedolim misanin. So why is his upshot that everybody fasts? That's the Bam Kasha on the Torah that the Beis Yosef asks. Says the Beis Yosef, Yaf agav de bemedrish ka'amar de be'erev Rosh Hashanah gedolim misanin. Still nagu ba'ashkenaz l'sanos kulam. The minhag is everyone fasts, despite the fact that Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says the Gedolim fast, in Germany everyone fasts. You know why? Because the Gemara in Tainus says that when there is a practice, which is an extra religious practice, you know you're not allowed to do it unless you're a Baal Madrega. Let's say like this. Let's say there's a Chumrah. Is anyone allowed to do a Chumrah? The answer is no. It's Asur to be Machmir on something unless you're on that level. If you're not on that level, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? It's Gaiva. It's Gaiva. It's you, Ara. It's Gaiva. Who are you? I don't eat that. Who are you? You know one black Gemara with Taisus? What's Taisus? Do you know one Marsha? Right now, tell me a Marsha. What's the Marsha? You know, so what are you being Machmir on that for? Who do you think you are? Stam, you're confused. That's who you are. You're not allowed to. However, that's only religious practice. But if it's tsar, anyone, you want to be mitzar yourself, you want to torture yourself, anyone could torture themselves. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, even though Erev Rosh Hashanah is only for the Gedolim, but it's a matter of tsar, and it's not considered gaiva to be mitzar yourself. By the way, the Magen Avraham asks that there's a steer in the Beis Yosef himself. The Beis Yosef himself talks about that if the tzibur is betzara, not everyone's allowed to fast. Because we say, who are you to be mevakish rachamim on the tzibur? So the Magen Avraham asks this as a stira, and the Magen Avraham says over there, where you're being misaneh for the tzibur, we say you're not chashev to ask for mercy on the tzibur. But here, I'm being misaneh for my averos. So if I want to torture myself for my averos, I'm entitled to. Marv Rabbeisai, let me tell you the following. This question on the Torah, that the Torah starts off, that in Ashkenaz, everyone fasts, based on the mashal, where a community owes taxes to the king, where the first third to go out are the Gedolim. So what's the Torah saying? Why would everyone fast, if in the case of the mashal, only the Gedolim fast? This question occupied the mind of the Chassam Sofer to the point where in five different places the Chassam Sofer asks and gives five different answers to this question. Again, the question is very clear. The Torah says the reason why we fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. By the way, in yeshivas today, the minhag is to fast until Chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Many people till today fast until Chatzos. I remember when I was a bachar, I asked my Rosh Shiva, do you have to fast today? So he said, you're allowed to. I said, huh? Remember, I was a little kid. But it took me many years to understand what he meant. He meant, you know, on a regular day, who do you think you are to... You're not allowed to. You know, on a regular day, you're not allowed to just fast because you want to. Today, you're allowed to. I mean, you don't have to. If you want to, you can. Because anyway, the truth is, you're not allowed to fast the whole day. Because... Erev Yom Tov. So, it's brought in halacha. There is an inyan of fasting till chatzos. It's brought. That's what we're doing. Yeah, that's right. So one third. So now that this is a kasha that now the Chassam Sofer addresses, where if why would in Ashkenaz everyone fast if at the end of the day in the case of the mashal it's only for the gedolim? So let's take a look first in number 12, Drashas Chassam Sofer. Page Shin Dalet Mem. Says Chassam Sofer. On the Chazal say, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolim are Mesanim. So ask the Magen Avraham, why today do even the children fast? You hear this? In the Magen Avraham's time, even little Kinderlach fasted Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the answer, says Chassam Sofer, is like this. In the olden days, we knew who the Gedolim were. They used to wear name cards. Some people would say on there, says Shalom Aleichem. Name is Yankel, I'm a Gadol. Some people would wear name cards, I'm a Beinoni. Other people would wear a name card, I'm Afar, I'm nothing, I'm a piece of dirt. Right? So different people. We knew, by the way, that was a joke, okay? In case you didn't realize. That people didn't actually wear name cards, but it was the spiritual standing of people was clear. You knew who the Gedolim were, who the mediocre people were, and you knew who the lower people were. But Bavanoseinu Arabim, we have no idea. We don't know who's the tzaddik, who's a rasha, who's a chacham, who's a shoite, who's a tippish, who's a goyin. The line is very blurred. We have no idea. Yeah? And therefore, everyone fasts. And Hashem will know who the Gedolim are, and hopefully, you know, we have a few Gedolim who will end up fasting. That's the first answer of the Chassam Sofer. Again, the answer is, we just don't know anymore.
Then if you fast, even if you're allowed to, aren't you as a little guy with dick?
It's a waste of time. You wasted your time, right?
You think you're a Gedol? I mean,
anyway, most people, nothing will happen if they fast anyway. You know? It's healthy.
You're eating more in Yom
Tov. Okay. That's the first answer. Second answer. Why, if only the Gedolim are supposed to fast, why today even the children fast? So he says like this, says the Chassam Sofer. In their days, in the good old days, why do we fast? We're trying to honor the king. There used to be a lot of Gedolim. So if the Gedolim fasted, it would takabi. There would be 500 Gedolim fasting. So it was a big covet to the king. Ba'av Nesenu HaRabim. Says the Chassam Sofer, I don't know if you have a minion of Gedolim anymore. In the time of the Chassam Sofer, by the way, in the Hakdamah of Rav Yonis and Eibeshitz, it says that there were more Gedolim in time of the Chassam Sofer than in any other generation. It was a Dar Deya.
He
says
it's a minion.
Yeah. And says the Chassam Sofer, I don't know if we have a minion anymore. So since the whole inyan is Baroi Vam Hadras Melech, so therefore we have no choice in order to honor the king. Today everyone has to fast. Says Chassam Sofer, this is even merumas in the psukim of the Slichais. We say, Tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisecha chesed be'emez kadmu fanecha asher yachtov nam tiksoid beveis eloikim aleich berogesh. We say like this. When it was Tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisecha, when things were the way Azoy Darv Tzazayin, the way it's supposed to be, then the Anshei Chesed Ve'emes would be Mekadim and fast before the Rosh Hashanah. But why nowadays Asher Yachdov Nam Teksoid? Why are we always all coming together? Even Ketanim? Because Beveis Elohim Nehalech Berogesh. Because things are not doing so well. That's the second answer of the Chassam Sofer. Answer number three. If according to the Medrash, only the Gedolim need to fast, why today does everyone fast Erev Rosh Hashanah? Says the Chassam Sofer. The Pasuk says, V'yatem tiyuli mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. Eile hadvarim. What does Rashi say on Eile hadvarim? Le'pachis v'le'yoysar. Tell the Jewish people that you should be mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. Not less and not more. What does that mean, not less and not more, says Chassam Sofer? Not less and not more means the madrega of Mamleches Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh, is such a high madrega, it's the highest imaginable possible madrega that any entity, let alone, not only human being, even a malach, cannot even reach the madrega of Mamleches Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. Lo yoyser, meaning that's the highest possible madrega, but loy pachos. There is no yid who is too low to reach the madrega of Mamleches Kayanim like V'goy Kadosh. Meaning, Mamleches Kayanim V'goy Kadosh is the highest possible level, and no one is too low from reaching that level. Therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, listen to this. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Avada Navada, the Gedolim have to go out and fast and greet Hashem, and everyone else watches. So who are the Gedolim? Let's say Lomer Zogin, we know who the Gedolim are. So 10 guys need to fast. But the rest of the Chevra watching, he's saying, that guy?
He doesn't belong there.
No. The Gedolim are fasting? And what am I? Oh, I'm not a Gadol? Why not? Why not? I could have been that. I should have been that. I can be that. I need to be that. There is no, in other words, the Madrega of Gadol is the highest passive madrega, and no one is exempt from being there and trying to be there. Some people say, no, he was born a goin atzam, and he, you know, he's just doing what he was programmed to do. And echveis, I was born into my father hit me one time. He went like that to me, and now I'm putter from Torah mitzvahs the rest of my life. Like people like to say that people like to blame everything on everybody except for themselves. That's, they say, you know, the biggest machla of this generation is psychology. Why? No, I'm not at fault. It's nature and nurture. This is my nature, and this is how my parents brought me up. They did a lousy job bringing me up, and my first grade Rebbe wasn't too great either. Okay? So One time, my Rebbe didn't smile at me, so I'm putter from Torah mitzvah for the rest of my life. That's how people think, on some level, that I'm a victim of bad circumstances. No! If you see a great person, you need to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah that you're not yet a great person. We could have been it. We could have. We still can. We should strive. That's the Inyan. They asked the Sfas Emes, what should you do on Yom Kippur? On Tisha B'Av? Cry for the Beis HaMikdash. And what if you can't cry for the Beis HaMikdash? Cry that you can't cry for the Beis HaMikdash. Cry that you're on such a low level that you're not able to feel the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, what do we do Erev Rosh Hashanah? The Gedolim fast. And what if you're not a Gadol? Fast that you're not a Gadol. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Mesanim al zeh shelo zochu liyos mehagdolim.
That's a power. Children fast with that logic. They're not, you know, they're not at the level they could possibly be. So why should they fast? If you're fasting because you haven't reached that madrega, but if it's not possible at your age, the children shouldn't fast.
We have to train the children. We have to mechanech them that you've either you are a gadol or you try or you strive to be one. Next answer. Obviously, this is a question that really occupied the Chassam Sofer. Okay, we have to do this quick. We have a few minutes. Let's try to do this quick. Finally, Chassam Sofer says, "V'lakachta melchem yom rishon v'chi rishon hu v'hiksha magen Avram." Why does everyone fast? So says Chassam Sofer, look at number 16, V'nir l'ani yazdaiti, al derech, that I say, l'cheshbon avoinois, that Hashem on the first day of Sukkot is mechashev the avoinois from the past year, that were neskaper and they became shkogois, through tshuva miyura, all the averis that we did tshuva miyura on the last year, Hashem drums them up for Sukkot, so that al yedei tshuva me'ava, Hashem could turn them into mitzvahs. When the Gedolim go out and Hashem is Mevater Shlish, that's when they're only doing Tshuva Meira. So since they're only doing Tshuva Meira, the Chatoim remain, and therefore they're being forgiven a third by a third. A third Erev Rosh Hashanah, a third Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, everything. But when the Tshuva is Me'ava and it's turned into a mitzvah, then they're not asking for a third, a third, and a third. Then they want to turn all the averis into mitzvahs. Therefore, everyone comes be'erbuvya to mechaber Hashem from their hoyin, from their zechuyos, and now there's no kedima, there's no ichor, it's not recognizable who's who. Let's explain a little bit further. Rav Shlomo Kluger says a very beautiful thought, and this might clarify it more. What is this business? A third, and a third. Bechlal, 33% Erev Rosh Hashanah, 33%. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, 33%. Yom Kippur says like this. We know in the process of tshuva, if you do a small tshuva, miyura, the zedainois could become shaygig. If you do a fuller tshuva, the aver is wiped away, clear. If you do a tshuva me'ava, then now it's not downgraded, you don't just, it's turned to mitzvahs. So the first third means Hashem downgrades mezid to shaygig Erev Rosh Hashanah. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem wipes away the remnant of shaygig. Yom Kippur Hashem is mahapech the avoinos into mitzvahs. That's the final third. That's why the Tiferes Yisrael writes, when we say the vidoy, we sing it in a happy tune. We've said this many times, right? Ashamnu baganu. Why are we singing? You know, imagine, I stole, I robbed, and I punched someone in the face. Ah, na, 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 na. What's going on? You know, imagine you went to, you sang to somebody. Do you agree that you hurt me? Oh, I hurt you, ah, la la la, yes I did. I mean, what in the world is going on? And we have a chazan and he's, you know, he's gurgling all the averis that we did. What's the answer is we're doing tshuva me'ava. We do tshuva me'ava, it's turned into mitzvahs. But
so that wouldn't hold from deferral. This
right, that's
right,
a
right, because it's wiped off from the from
right.
Shogeg completely.
Right. Now, one final pshat. the Yeshuas Yaakov of Yaakov Ornstein, and he also deals with this question, and he says as follows. He says that there are various parts of Averos, and what are the various parts of Averos? On the one hand, so you have Mezid. So Mezid could be down to Shoigeg, and then a Shoigeg could be removed completely. But there's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, Da lefnei miyata asad litoin din the cheshben. What's din and what's cheshben? Right, the famous comments of the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon says din is like this: you did not very spoke lashon hara, we're going to nail you for speaking lashon hara. Fine, okay. So now I'm forgiven. I spoke lashon hara for an hour, and now Hashem forgave me. No, but you're not done yet. Rebbe Mishnah said, fine, I forgive you. We're still throwing you in the hot place. What did I do wrong? That hour, you were learning. So I forgave you for speaking Lashon Hara, but you could have been doing a mitzvah. You never made that up. Now, I would have said, that's Me'uva Sheno Yachal Iskain. You can never make, what could you possibly do to bring back the, in other words, a negative God could overlook, but how could you fill in the positive? So the Yeshuas Yaakov says a wondrous svara. Yeah, the last one, number 18. He says, "Umeyavta." So he comes out. "Omnam yeshoy davar shleinu skaper adayin." Ha'ainu al pi masha shemati b'shem hachosim mivilna shahaya oimer masha amru v'lefnei miyata asa lita nim v'cheshban tedin perusha shamanishin asa adam al avera shasa v'cheshban hu kiven she'ena adam chavshi mebli l'kayim ha-mitzvahis b'shum zman he could have done a mitzvah. U'mayata afsha kodesh rabbi chazim mevatim kol shlishay chalke avera, even though Hashem may forgive all three chalakim of an avera, but amnam mecheshbain adayin loy niskan. How did you rectify your cheshbain? Let's say Hashem forgave every element of sin, but how did you rectify the fact that you could have done positive? Ach be'es sha'ata, be'es simcha shel mitzvah. When a person is happy, marishu sameach b'kiyam mitzvah Hashem, that is niskaper the cheshbain as well, because since there's nothing else you could do, so we say like this: if you're mekayim many mitzvahs, we say as follows. Let's read his words inside. Me'achas sheyef sheba'ifen acher darayim nekayim oid harbei mitzvois enoi ba'im l'chaper al ha'avar darei gam achshav u'mechoyev b'kiyam ha'mitzvos v'yata ben chorin li'batamin. In other words, there's no way to make up a missed mitzvah v'yalkein miskaper le b'kiyam ha'mitzvah b'simcha. There's no way. In other words, if I do a mitzvah now, it's not going to make up for a mitzvah I should have done in the past. I should have done the mitzvah in the past. The only way to do it is if I do the mitzvah b'simcha. V'yalkein miskaper le b'kiyam ha'mitzvah b'simcha oyev sher kiven detani arba minim shabluv arba mitzvos and I'm mekayim them together. So then Hashem is mevatel the cheshbain, and that, this is what it means. L'kachdam b'yem harishayin, rishayin l'cheshbain avoinois. Hashem is mechaper the cheshbain as well. That through these tanesim, three tanesim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, Hashem is mechaper the din hu avoinois, and besimchas hamitzvah, Hashem is mechaper the cheshbain hu avoinois as well. Okay, Rabbosai, this gives us some insight into the awesome power of Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Shvi Mezakeh, to help us do proper tshuva, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva. All our avoinus should be niskav. The Ribbono Shel Olam should remove our cheshbon. Ribbono Shel Olam should be mahapech all of our avoinus. So zchuyos, we'll pick it back up here in 1 minute.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.